Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak on the things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning the things that we say on the program, let us hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question, a Bible subject that you've been studying and would like to submit it for us to do some study on the program. Again, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. This being Wednesday, let's remind you that tonight at 7, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will have a period of Bible study. In these Bible studies, we have classes for all ages, and we urge you to come, bring your family, bring your Bible, and anticipate studying only what God's Word teaches. That's what we call it, and that's what it is. It is a study of the Bible. So we urge you to come and to be with us, to study with us. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building, we'd like to remind you that if you have a tablet, cell phone, laptop, whatever other means you have of accessing the Internet, at 7 o'clock this evening, you can log on to eastalbertville.org/live and both see and hear the Bible study being conducted. If you're familiar with Facebook, the church has a Facebook page. If you're familiar with YouTube, the church has a YouTube channel. So please keep these things in mind and remember the Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, certain days have certain feels to them. To me, Mondays are usually sluggish, making it difficult to get my mind into gear. And I must not be the only one, because when I ask someone how they're doing, they often reply, well, not bad for a Monday. Friday, on the other hand, have an energy attached to them. The weekend is near, and we can't hardly wait to get it started. Of course, all of this goes out the window when you're on vacation, or at least you're out of your routine. And then you find yourself asking, what day is it? Because every day feels the same, except for Sunday. You always know when it's Sunday. No matter where you are or what you're doing, Sunday feels special because Sunday is special. For good reason, we refer to Sunday as the Lord's Day. In the book of Revelation, John wrote in Revelation 1 and verse 10 that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Now, while the day of the week is not specified in the verse, what day besides the first day of the week could the Lord's Day be? No, that was the day that Jesus' tomb was found empty. In John 20 and verse 1, now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. And we see that was the day that the disciples gathered together to break bread. In Acts 20 and verse 7, it says that upon the first day of the week, the disciples gathered together to break bread. And that was the day that the Christians in the church at Corinth were instructed to set funds aside as they had been prospered in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. As I gave orders, to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store, as God has prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. You see, the first day of the week is given first importance in the New Testament, because, and but, what gives it such a special feeling? The Lord's Day is when we celebrate the Lord's resurrection. All through the Old Testament, the Israelites were instructed to remember to keep the Sabbath, or the seventh day, holy. That was the fourth in the Ten Commandments, and it was for over 1,500 years that God's people did so. And yet, in the book of Acts, we find the disciples assembling on the first day of the week. What event could be so important that it would deserve a new day to remember and to keep separate? Friends, the only answer to that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, the resurrection is, I guess you can say, the centerpiece. Maybe it would be better to look at it as the very core of our faith, the very foundation of our faith. It certainly proves the deity of Jesus, the resurrection does. In Romans chapter 1, look at verse 4, talking about Christ, he was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. It displays the power of God over sin and Satan. That's another important aspect that we need to understand concerning the resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15, let's read, starting our reading with verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see in the resurrection the power of God over sin and Satan, and the resurrection, it assures our own victory when we are buried with him in baptism and we're raised to walk that newness of life that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 6. Let's read verses 3 and 4. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, Jesus was baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And two, the resurrection. It gives us hope. It gives us hope of a resurrected and glorified body when this life is over. Going back to where we were a moment ago in 1 Corinthians 15, let's notice, starting our reading now at verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. You see, no matter the difficulties or the trials that come our way, the Lord's Day helps put them in their proper place. That's special. And two, the Lord's Day is when we partake of the Lord's Supper. Again, we find this example from the Christians in the first century. We read Acts 20 and verse 7 a minute ago, but upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. His disciples were in the city of Troas. We find that Paul would later write in 1 Corinthians 11, in the 26th verse, that as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. You see, this memorial feast was given by the Lord. It's about Him and the cross that He bore. It's observed on His day, the Lord's day. We see the Lord observing this memorial for Him in Matthew chapter 26. In the context of that passage, we see Jesus is gathered with His apostles to observe, as it will be, the last Passover before His death. And it is at that Passover meal that we start reading in verse 26 of Matthew 26, that as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body." Then He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in My Father's kingdom." So we see then that this memorial was given by the Lord. It's about Him. It's about the cross that He bore. And it's observed on His day, the Lord's day. Where would we be without the death of Christ on the cross? We'd still be lost in our sins. The bread is a memorial of His body that was pierced through for our transgressions. You remember that prophecy that Isaiah made in Isaiah 53 and verse 5? When he said about Jesus, "But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed." That fruit of the vine is a reminder of His blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. We're reminded in Matthew 20:28, "For just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." See, we remember His sacrifice for us through this solemn meal. And even though we do this each Lord's Day, it has special significance each and every time that we partake. The Lord's Day is when we surround too ourselves with the Lord's people. The world around us seems to be getting darker by the day. The news is depressing, no matter which channel you watch. The headlines get worse and worse the further you get into the paper. And most of the forms of entertainment that are put out, they're not appropriate for viewers of any age. It's very easy to become discouraged and feel overwhelmed by such a constant onslaught of worldliness until the Lord's Day. Then we assemble with the saints and we discover that we're not alone on our journey. We find those of like precious faith who are enduring, they're persevering along the same path. We blend our voices together in praise. In Colossians 3:16, it says that we're to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual song. We bow together in prayer, as the early disciples did in Acts 2 and verse 42. We commune with the Lord and with one another, as 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16 teaches. We listen to the Word of God, and we renew our strength. The Lord's Day reminds us that this world is not our home. We're on our way to a special place where we'll be with Him and His people forever. See, no matter how you're feeling today, remember that Sunday's coming. Make it a special one. Our time is up. We thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.